This is a Daf Yomi, Masechta Review, Masechta Psachim, tape number 6. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key kalalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information about the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, please contact Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Monsey, New York, 10952. Or call us at 1-888-DAF-YOMI.
Located in memory of Haisha Rivka Basar of Yeshua, Zechrona Lebracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We are beginning in the middle of the 7th Perek of Masechta Pesachim, Parakei Tzatzolin from Daf Pei Gimel Amar Aleph, continuing with the Unyanim of Karban Pesach. We have here a Mishnah. The bone marrow, Yidin, and Noiser of the Karban Pesach are burnt on the 16th day. In other words, the first day of Chol HaMoed, they are not burnt on Yontif because this is not Deiche, Shabbos, and Yontif. We say that it is usher to break bones of the Karban Pesach because of the Pasuk of the Etzem Loisish Barubai. We also say that all bones of Karbonus do not require Sreifa, except for the bones of the Karban Pesach. We ask, why don't we burn Neiser of the Karban Pesach on Yontiv by via simply saying, Ase Deicha Loisase? In other words, burning Neiser is Deicha Loisasirum Yemenu Ad Baker. So we have a number of terutza. Number one, the Teretz of Chizkiya. The word Baker is repeated twice. Since it's repeated twice, that means it's not normally on the first biker, but rather on the second biker, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed. Abaye says, we have the pasuk of Oilas Shabbos v'Shabbatai, which teach us, Loi Oilas Chol v'Shabbos. So, if we don't burn Evarim, we don't burn Neiser Kol Shekei. And finally, the Teretz of Rava, Hu Levada Yeyasa Lachem, it's okay to make Eichel Nefesh on Yontif, but not Machshirei Eichel. Daf Pei Dalet. Gidin, which are soft, in other words, they're soft now, but if the hem would be older, they would be harder. Rabbi Yochanan says this portion can be used for someone as part of the Karban Pesach. Why? Because we say Basar Hashta Azlina. Rish Lakish says, no, you cannot use it because we say Basar Saif Azlina, and eventually they're going to be hard, and you would not be able to eat them at that particular point. We then have a Mishnah that says Hashever Asa Etzem the Pesach Tahar, in other words, a Pesach which is a good Pesach, Leika Arboyim. Why? Because of the patzik of the etzem leisish barubai. Aval ha-maiser, in other words, if you leave neiser betahar, v'ha-shever betameh, ain't a leika, then you're not leika. We then have a gemara that says there is no malchus for neiser, either since we say that it's a lav ha-nitak la-ase, or it's a lav she'ain boi maisa. The gemara asks, what is the source of shever betameh ain't leika? The Tanakhama says, it says boi, by bekasher v'loy b'tame. Rabbi says b'bayis echad yeakel, and the etzem leisishbaru kol haroy laachila yesh by mishum shviras etzem, v'she'ein roy laachila ein by mishum shviras ha'etzem. There was a discussion of 8 nafgaminas between these two pshatim. We then say aver she'ein alav kizayis baser b'makom zeh does not have kizayis baser in this particular place, but v'yesh alav kizayis baser b'makom acher. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yesh b'mishum shviras ha'etzem, and you have that iser. Rish Lakish says, there is no iser of shviras ha'etzem in this particular type of case. Daf Pehe. Meat of pigul and noiser is metam a person's hands, and he would need netilas yadayim. And there's a machlokes, what is the shear needed for this? We say it's either a kezayis or a kebeah. We then ask, basar yaitse, basar which left its particular machitza that it is supposed to be in. We ask, is that also metame? We say that that's taken. The Gemara then says it is usher to take a Karban Pesach outside of its house or to a different chabura. If you do, you are oiver on a lav, but there is no tumah. The Gemara says a minyan can only be chal if 10 people, which you normally need for a minyan, are within the same house. And finally, we say the sha'arim of Yerushalayim were not mekudesh. However, the sha'arei ha'azara were, except for sha'ar nikana. And we also say that rooftops and second floors did not have kedusha, daf pevav. Underground chambers on the Harabayas had no kedusha. But we say that the second floor of the Kodesh Kadashim is more Kodesh than the first floor, since the Kodesh Kadashim we went into once a year. But the second floor we only went into once in 7 years. We then have a Mishnah. Two groups who eat the Karban Pesach in one house, they face different directions. In other words, have Pesach ne'achal b'shtei chaburas. The Gemara brings down a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says one Pesach can be eaten by two chaburas, but one person cannot eat his Pesach in both of them. And Rabbi Shimon says one person can eat his Pesach in two chaburas, as long as he finished a kazayis in the first one, but one Pesach cannot have two chaburas. And we also say that a kala is allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, her Karban Pesach, facing away from the chabura, if she is embarrassed to eat it in front of them. We then say, Kol Masha Yemer Lecha Balabayis Asei Chutz Mitzei. Whatever about your Balabayis, if you're a host by someone, whatever the host tells you to do, you should do except to actually leave. And I saw a very interesting Vart brought down in a sefer called Insights by Rabbi Shaul Weiss, where he brings down the Vilna Gaon, where the Vilna Gaon explains that one should not do anything in another person's home without his host's permission, except when it comes time to leave. He should not wait to be told to leave, but as soon as he realizes that it's time to leave, then he should leave. The Yalkut Yehuda suggests a diametrically opposite interpretation. Comply with everything your host tells you to do, except when he tells you that it's time to leave. Show him your reluctance to take leave of his company. Now within this Gemara, there is an alternative reading of this particular phrase, which actually leaves out the last two words, chutz mitzei. In other words, you would read it only, kol ma she'emer lecha bal habayis, aseh, period. And the Sfasemis explains the difference as follows. The original version was the shorter one. In other words, the original version was kol ma she'emer lecha bal habayis, aseh, without the words chutz mitzei. Just before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, however, the episode of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza took place, as we know from the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. This was an incident in which a certain host ordered an unwelcome guest to leave his house. Deeply offended, the guest defected to the Roman camp, and by means of a Maisa, he set into motion the siege of Yerushalayim that culminated in the destruction of Yerushalayim. In other words, what happened on Tisha B'Av. Following this incident, reasons the Sfasemis, the sages of the generation added the additional words of chutz mitzei, except depart. So in other words, whatever your host tells you to do, you should do. Unless he tells you to leave, then in fact you should not leave. Finally, we say here in the Gemara, one can refuse a katan's request, in other words, someone who's not so chashev, analogous to light, but one cannot refuse a gadol's request, analogous to Avram. This marks the end of the seventh parak. Now we'll begin the eighth parak of Psachim, Parak HaIsha, from Daf Pei Zayin, Amud Aleph. We have a Mishnah. This Mishnah explains the inyan of minuyov, which is registration for a Karban Pesach. We know that people can only participate in a Karban Pesach if they're part of the Chabur, if they're registered to be part of the Chabur. We say that a married woman who says nothing, we assume that she is counted in with her husband. Now, if she went to spend the first yontav by her family, the first yontav, in other words, after she was married, then she can either eat from her father's Karban Pesach or from her husband's. And in fact, this is the makar that a wife goes the first yontav after she's married back to her family. We see from our Mishnah that yesh brera, that late in the day, her intentions were hover lemafreya, what exactly she wanted to do. The Gemara then says, Omar Rava, ani chayma v'shadai k'migdalois, the pasuk from Shir HaShirim, ani chayma zu knesses Yisrael, v'shadai k'migdalois, ela bate knesias u'bate midrashish, which protect Klal Yisrael. Yehu killed Achav in the Emek Yisrael. The Emek, as Taisus brings down, is a remez that the future Jews would be spread all over the world. We then say there are four things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquired in the world and are very precious to him. Four kinyanim. Number one, Torah. Number two, Shamayim Varetz. Number three, the Beis HaMikdash. And number four, Klal Yisrael. As we see the pasuk Amzu Kanisa. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Oy la l'rabanas. It is oy to someone who is in leadership. Shemekareves es ba'alaha. She'en lecha kol navi v'navi, shalai koifach arba melachim v'yamav. There wasn't a navi that did not bury four kings in his time. In other words, you see, being a leader is a very dangerous thing, and it causes a person to die early. We see from Psukim that even when Hashem is angry at Klal Yisrael, he still remembers them with Rachmanis. Amar Rabbi Elozer, Lehegla HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael Beino Umais, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not put Klal Yisrael into Golos, El Kedei Sheyisaisfu Alehem Gerim, so that we should increase the number of Gerim which come to Klal Yisrael. We say, since people, Goyim, in Bavel, were not as cruel as Edom, after the first Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Klal Yisrael into Golos to Bavel instead of into Edom. This is the reason we ended up in Bavel. Also, since Bavel lies below the sea level, it is low, it was supposed to take the place of a grave which Klal Yisrael should have been in, but were not. Also, since the language of Bavel was closer to the Torah language, that's why we ended up in Bavel. This is a mashal to a husband who is angry at his wife, sends her to her mother. So in other words, he stays married to her, but he continues to know her. But since their mother knows her, he sends her to her mother. Daf Peches. In Yeshaya we learned, in the days of Mashiach, Goyim will say, Holchu v'holchu amim rabim v'omru, they will say, L'chu v'na'al el har Hashem, el beis elokei Yaakov. We refer to it as Yaakov's place, since he called it Beiskel, a house. A house shelters a person, and it is a place to live and to grow. Amar Rabbi Yechonin, Godol kibbutz Golius kiyoim shenivru by shamayim avaretz. We then say, Lo yishchait adam, lo al yedei benoi, ubito hagdolim, v'al yedei shivchai, v'avdoi, v'al yedei ishtoi, ela midaiton. If a person wants to shach the Karban Pesach for any of these people, he has to do it with their das. Aval sheichet, b'shvil ketanim, v'avodim knanim, bein midatam, bein shaloi midatam. For these people, for a katan, for an eved, knani, etc., then he can shecht midas or shaloi midas. We also say, loy nivra ha'olam ela lepiria v'rivya. That is the most important thing in the world. Mishnah. An eved can shecht a Pesach for his owner. And we say, when the avoda of the Pesach is done, it must be possible to eat from it. Later on, if it becomes tameh, or the Adon forgot what he wanted to do with it, vis-a-vis a different animal, for example, the korban is considered kosher, and no Pesach Sheni is required. Daf Pei Tes. Shlamim ne'achal d'shnei yamim v'laylo echad. Shlamim are eaten for a period of 2 days and one night. And we say, Pesach loy bay smicha. Maiser ha-Pesach. Smicha is something where you put your hands on the animal. Maiser ha-Pesach, in other words, shlamim, which is the leftover. Maiser smicha, that needs smicha. Pesach matana achas. The current Pesach requires one sprinkling of dam. The shlamim requires two. We can have a Mishnah. Ha'emer levanav ha-reini sheichet et ha-Pesach al-mishel ya'alam ikem rishon li-Yerushalayim. He wanted to be mizara as them, so they would rush up quickly to get up to Yerushalayim for the Karban Pesach. Kivin sheichnis ha-rishayin reishay v'rubay zocha v'chelkay u'mizaka es achiv imay. The person who gets in first gets there first. And not only that, he's mizaka, the Karban Pesach, not only for himself, but for his brother as well. We then have another Mishnah that says you can always bring new people into a particular Pesach as long as there's a kezias to be eaten for each person within the group. We also say that you can register or withdraw, in other words, minuye, for a karban up until the shechita. Rabbi Shimon says you can register or withdraw from a karban Pesach up until the point of zrikas dam. We then have another Mishnah that says if one partner, for example, someone who owns 10% of the karban, registers additional people to eat within his portion, the other members have the right to ask him and his partners to eat at a separate table. The Gemara says if one partner is a big eater, Yadayim Yafois, the rest of the group can divvy up their Karban Pesach and ask him, give him a specific portion, and ask him to go to an additional table so he won't eat too much from the others. In other words, if he eats very fast, he'll eat up so much of it the other people won't have enough. So they can take a portion for him, tell him to go to a different table, and have him eat over there. We then say that if a person sells some of his rights to a Karban Pesach, the money becomes chulin. Daf Tzadik. If someone gives karbanas to a zayna as payment, there is no psul of esnan zayna u'mechir kelev, since that only applies if it is given before it became mukdashim. But if it's given after, it's okay, since it's already hektish, and eight adam iser eshayin eshalay. We then say that Rebbe holds, since a person's Pesach belongs to him, he can sell it and use the money for anything. We then have a Mishnah that discusses whether a Zav or a Zava at the borderline end of his or her Zivus can participate in a Karban Pesach. Before we quote the Mishnah, let us give a brief hakdama to this inyan. This, of course, is discussing the halacha in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. Today we do not have the halachas of Zav and Zava. If a man sees one re'iyah of Zivus, he becomes a Balkeri, and he is Tamei Ad Ha'erev. If he sees two re'iyahs of Ziva on one day, or two re'iyahs on two consecutive days, then he becomes a Zav. As a Zav, he is Tamei, and must count 7 days, Shiva Nekiyim, be Tovel in a mikvah on the seventh day, and then at night he can eat Kudjim. However, if he sees three re'iyahs of Ziva in one day, or re'iyahs for three consecutive days, then he must not only wait 7 days and go to the mikvah, but he must also bring a karban on the eighth day, shtei sairim or shtei b'nei yoina. After that point, he is tovel, and until the point where he brings a karban, he is called a mechuser kippurim, and he can't eat kachim until he brings this karban. That's a man. Now, regarding a woman, zivus by a woman is only tully in days when the zivus is seen. Now, how many times in one of those days you see it is irrelevant. Also, she can only become a Zava if she sees Dam outside her Yemei Nida. In other words, if a woman sees Dam, she becomes a Nida for a period of 7 days. It doesn't matter if she sees Dam for 1, 2, or all 7 of these days. 7 days is the Zman Nida. If on the 7th day she stops seeing Dam, she goes to the mikvah on the night of the 8th, and she becomes Tahar. Nowadays, incidentally, an Isha who becomes a Nida waits at least 5 days before making a Hefsik Tara, at which time she begins the counting of the Shiva Nekiyim, after which she is permitted to go to the mikvah. Going back to back then, if, however, she sees Dam after this point, in other words, after the 7 days, any time over a period of the next 11 days, she can potentially become a Zava, because these 11 days are called the Yemei Zivus. Now, this is an ongoing cycle. After these 11 days, she can become a Nida again. That's why this particular period of 11 days is also referred to as the Achadasar Yoim Shebei Nida Lenida. Therefore, a woman is either in her Yemei Nidus or in her Yemei Zivus. During these Yemei Zivus, if she sees Dam on one day, then she needs 1 day of Tahara, goes to the mikvah, and that evening she becomes Tahar. This is what we refer to as Shemeres Yoim, Keneged Yoim. If she sees Dam for 2 days, then she's also Shemeres Yoim, Keneged Yoim. And the 3rd day, she then goes to the mikvah, and she has to be Tahar that full day in order to become Tahar. Then she becomes Tahar. If, however, she sees 3 days in a row, she then becomes a Zava Gemura and must wait 7 days, Shiva Nekiyim. She goes to the mikvah on the 7th day, brings a karban on the 8th day, and then she can eat kachim. We also know that anyone who is not roi to eat kachim on the 14th day of Nisan, if they, however, will be roi to eat that night, in other words, the night of the 15th, then you can shecht the karban Pesach for them. So, for example, a person who is only Tamei until that evening, or someone who is Tamei Tumas Shiva and has not yet brought a karban, in other words, they're not Mechusrei Kapara, and their 7th day falls out on the 14th day of Nisan, or someone who is Mechusrei Kapara and his 8th day falls out on the 14th of Nisan, even though they did not bring their karban yet, you can still shecht the karban Pesach for them, because they will bring the karban later on that day, and then at night they will be able to partake in the karban Pesach. The Mishnah. Zav she'ra'a shtei re'iyais sheichetin alav bashvi. If a person, a man, saw 2 re'iyas, so now he has to wait 7 days, you could shecht for him on his 7th day, because at night, which is already on the 8th day, he'll be able to partake in the Karban Pesach. Ra'a shalish, he saw three riyas, now he has to bring a Karban. Shechatin alav bashmini shalai, then you could shecht for him as long as it's his eighth day, because by the night time already, now he becomes tar that night. Shemeras yayim keneged yayim, a woman who saw one riya, shechatin aleha b'sheni shalah, because by the second day already, on that day, she'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach that night. Rasa shnei yamim, she saw 2 days. Shechatin aleha bashlishi, in other words, b'yem ashlishi, after she was taivel, you could shecht for her on that day, because she'll be able to eat that night. V'hazava, a woman who is a full zava, now she not only has to wait all the day, she also has to bring a Karban. Shechatin aleha bashmini, you could shecht for her on the eighth day. If it's chal liyos be'erev Pesach, even if she didn't bring her carbon yet, just like we explained by Azav, because now once she brings the carbon that night, she will be tahar. We then say, according to Rav, we can also include a tful yom or a mechusar kipurim in the shechita of the carbon Pesach, but not someone who became tamei from a sheretz. Also, according to Ula, even a tamei sheretz can be included. We learn from shivas yomim tehei benidasa that a woman is a nida or yoledes for a full 7 days, and her tefillah cannot come until the night after that, in other words, the night of the eighth. Still in all, she can be included in the shechita of the Karban Pesach. Daf Tzadik Aleph. We have a Mishnah. Although min haTorah, when one is an oinin, the aninus ends at the end of the day of the death of the relative, midrabanan, we say that it lasts an additional night. So if he's an oinin on Erev Pesach, we say, he can still participate in the Pesach, since min haTorah, by the time the night comes around, he's not an oinin anymore. Also, if on Erev Pesach one is digging up a pile of rubble where there may be a dead body, he can be included in the Pesach, since it's the chazakah that he is alive, and a chazakah that any body under the pile is also alive. Also, someone who was supposed to be released from a prison that day of Erev Pesach, it's okay for him to participate in the Karban Pesach. However, in all of these cases, you cannot shecht for any of these people, for they themselves. We then say this restriction of shechting for someone alone only applies if a person is in a non-Jewish prison, since even if he's promised he will be released on that day, it's possible that they could change their mind. Again, if a person is in a Jewish prison, then they could shecht for him alone too, because it's a guarantee if they say they will release him, they will release him before the night time. We then have a Mishnah that says, Ein shecht denes ha-pesach al ha-yochid. You're not allowed to shecht a Karban Pesach for an individual person, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Why is this? Because you need a chabura, Rabbi Yaisi, which is how we paskin. It's okay to shecht even for a yachid, as long as he can eat all of it up. However, if it's 100 people, and the 100 people cannot eat a kezias for each one of them, as the Rambam says, then you cannot shecht the Karban Pesach. Also, we say, we don't make a group which includes women together with slaves, or slaves together with children, since we're afraid of pritzas. Interestingly enough, a chabura of just nashim, or just avadim, is okay, because we're not afraid of pritzas. However, a chabura of just ketanim is not okay, since they're not a bardas. The Rambam actually brings this down. The Tosfos Yontov explains that this is the same reason, what we just said before, that women cannot be part of a mezumen with men, because we're afraid of chash of pritzas. We then say that you should not make a Karban Pesach only with gerim, because we're afraid in their zeal to do it perfectly, combined with the fact that they're not that knowledgeable in the halachas, they'll come to passel up the Karban Pesach. We say that we're only mechuyev b'pesach matzah omorah on the first night of Pesach. Afterwards, it's only rishus. We know that women are also mechuyev to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, as we learned from Rebbe Lazar. Lo'yseichel alav chametz and shivas yamim teichel alav matzahs, that kol sheyeshnei bebal teichel chametz yeshnan bekum echel matzah. Anyone who is mechuyev not to eat chametz in that iser is also mechuyev to eat matzah. Daf Tzadik Beis. We know that an oinen is not allowed to eat kachim on the day of his aninus, but aninus laila, the night after which he is an oinen, that is only usher to eat kachim midrabanan. But midraisa, he would be allowed to eat kachim. So we have here a Mishnah that says you can shecht the Pesach, the Karban Pesach, for an oinen, so that he can eat it at night, since the Pesach is midraisa, but aninus laila is only midrabanan. So even though Stam Kotchim is not allowed to eat at night, but the Karban Pesach, he would be allowed to eat at night. We say that a ger who is Niskayer on Erev Pesach, he does his tefillah, and then he can eat the Karban Pesach at night. This is Divrei Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, he cannot. Why? Because we say HaParish Mina Arla, KeParish Mina Kever. HaParish Mina Arla, in other words, a person who leaves, who was an Arel, and now he's not an Arel anymore, is considered like KeParish Mina Kever, like Tumas Meis. Therefore, just like Tumas Meis needs 7 days to become Tahar, so does a ger. Therefore, if it's within his first day, he cannot participate in the Karban Pesach that night. And finally we say, in this man of the Beis HaMikdash, we say that Chayav Adam L'Tahar Es Atzmai B'Regel. A person has to be Metahar himself, has to go into a mikveh before Regel, before a Yontif. And this is probably where the minig today comes from, that many people who don't normally go to the mikveh during the year go on Erev Yontif. This is the end of the 8th parak. Now let us begin the 9th parak of Masechta Pesachim, parak Mi Shehayah. We have a Mishnah that says someone who was Tameh, or Bederech Rechayka, they were far away on Erev Pesach, then they bring the Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, which is Yudalad Yir. We also say that anyone who was any type of an Oinus on Erev Pesach and who could not bring the Karban, bring a Pesach Sheni on Pesach Sheni. We then ask, what if someone was Bederech Rechayka, but someone shechted anyway on his behalf? Reb Nachman says, Hurtza, there is Ritzoy, therefore it's considered a good Karban, and he does not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. And even if he arrives at night, when he arrives at night, that is, he can participate and he can eat in the Karban Pesach, which was brought for him during the day. Rav Sheshe says, you're not allowed to do this. We then say that a mezid on a Karban Pesach is mechuyev in karas. Daf Tzadik Gimel. Elu mechuyev la'aseis Pesach Sheni. These are the people who, in light of the fact that they could not bring the Karban Pesach on the first Pesach, bring a Pesach Sheni. Zavin v'zavais, mitzorayin v'nidus, v'yaledes v'hashaygigin, v'ha'anusin, v'hamezidim, v'tame, v'shalhaya b'derech rochayka. If they were in, any of these people were in this particular state on Erev Pesach. We then say chayev karas al harishayin, for not bringing a rishayin, v'chayev karas also for not bringing Pesach Sheni, divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Nosson says, chayev karas al harishayin, if a person doesn't bring a Karban Pesach, in the words on the first Pesach, Upater al Hasheni, even if he does not do it the Mezid. Reb Chananya ben Yakavi says, Af al Harishain ein Mechuyev Karas, even on the Karban Pesach, on the first Pesach, he's not Mechuyev Karas, Ela im kein lo Esas Hasheni. In other words, he has to the Mezid not do both of them before he's Mechuyev in Karas. We then say, Ger Sheniskayer or Cotton, Shehigdil ben Pesach Rishain u Pesach Sheni. Rebbe says he's chayav to bring a Pesach Sheni. Why is that? Because as we said before, Rebbe holds that a person is chayav karas al rishon v'chayav karas al sheni because he holds each of them are a chiyav bifnei atzma. In other words, the Pesach Sheni is considered a special chiyav in of itself. Rebbe Nosson says kol shezokuk l'rishon zokuk l'sheni and vice versa. Therefore, this cotton shehigdil or a gershon itzkayer between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are pater. Why? Because the Pesach Sheni is just for the purpose of Tashlumin for the Rishon if a person was Mechuyev in Rishon and could not bring it. And the Rabbim actually paskins like Rabbi. We then have a Mishnah that asks, what is Derech Rechayka? How far do you have to be away to be considered, far enough away to be considered Derech Rechayka? Rabbi Akiva says, as long as you're from any point from Maidiyim and outward, then you're considered B'Derech Rechayka. This is like approximately a half a day of walking. Rabbi Eliezer says, from any point outside of the Azara, you're considered to have a p'tur of Derech Rechayka. The Gemara says, Ula explains that the distance from Idiom to Yerushalayim was 15 milin. And we know that 2,000 amas is equal to one meal. Since we know that an average person can walk 10 parsois in a day, and one parsa is considered 4 mil, so 10 parsois is equal to 40 milin. And since we know from the period of mourning until Shkia, a person walks a total of 30 of the 40 milin, therefore from Chatzais until Yontif begins, which is half a day, a person can walk 15 milin. This is the distance from Maidian to Yerushalayim. Daf Tzadik Dalet. If one is far away, but could technically get there via horses or wagons, in other words, via quick transportation before Yontif, he is still potter for bringing the Karban Pesach. However, if he rushes to do this via a horse or a wagon, then Tavel of Bracha. However, if a person is close to Yerushalayim, but he gets stuck in traffic and he gets there late, then he is chayef and he does not have the ptur of Derech Rechoika. Rava says the distance the sun travels across the earth during the day is a distance of 6,000 parsois, in other words, 24,000 milin, and the thickness of the rakia is considered 1,000 parsois.